Christian Audio presents Becoming Whole, Why the Opposite of Poverty Isn't the American Dream, by Brian Fickert and Kelly M. Capick, narrated by Joe Jeffrey. To Jill, Jessica, Joshua, and Morgan, and Anna, thank you for your faithful love, support, encouragement, and sacrifice. I long for that great day when we will all dwell in the same house again, for then we will be whole. Together forever. Dad. To Jay Green and Jeffrey Morton, thank you for your love, wisdom, laughter, and presence. God has powerfully used you both to patiently nudge me toward becoming whole. Kelly. Opening exercise. Consider the following hypothetical scenario. For tax purposes, you must spend $100 on one or all of the following funding requests from three different ministries. You can allocate the $100 in any way that you want, but you must spend all $100 of the money. All three of the proposals come from Christian organizations that are of similar size and age, and that work with materially poor people in the majority world of Africa, Asia, and Latin America. How much money will you spend on each of these requests for funds? Microenterprise Organization, MICORG. MICORG helps very poor people launch their own microenterprises so they can earn a living. Toward that end, MICORG staff members provide weekly training in biblical principles of business to small groups comprised of poor people. For the past several years, MICORG has been pilot testing the use of a new approach that allows the training to be distributed via cell phones. Because there is no longer a need for the small group meetings, this approach saves both the staff and the poor people a lot of time. An evaluation of the pilot has found that those trained via cell phones understand the curricula as well as those trained in the small group meetings. However, the cell phone approach enables MICORG to cut its costs by 50% per beneficiary. MICORG is seeking funding to install the new cell phone system organization-wide, which should lead to a significant cost savings and help the organization to scale its impact. Health Organization, HealthOrg. HealthOrg provides basic health services in rural regions in the majority world. HealthOrg has decided that demonic forces are one of the biggest causes of poor physical health in the region in which they work, and that demonic forces are also attacking their organization. HealthOrg believes that unless its large network of frontline healthcare staff is trained in how to engage in spiritual warfare, its traditional medical services alone will be ineffective. HealthOrg is asking you to help pay for a new director of spiritual integration who will train staff on how to use prayer and scripture to combat demonic forces. Jobs Organization, JobsOrg. JobsOrg provides jobs preparedness training that has been highly successful in helping urban slum dwellers find and keep good jobs. Each lesson of the training integrates a biblical worldview with work skills training on such topics as interviewing for a job, being punctual, writing a resume, respecting the boss, working hard, and so on. JobsOrg has recently obtained a large grant from the United States government to dramatically increase the scale of its training. However, to maintain the separation of church and state, the grant requires JobsOrg to separate any biblical training by time and location from the work skills training.